We heard Ivy from Frank Ocean and Wild Beasts with Two Dancers. One, there is a Two Dancers. Two, this is WMFO 91.5 FM and streaming at WMFO.org. This is Honest Man by Matt Anderson.
It's so hard getting by these days as an honest man. I'm just trying to do my part, just wanna lend a hand. When I need it, I can't get no help. Everybody just serving themselves. Nobody's got time for an honest man. All the movers and the shakers and the powers that be, they turn their backs on each other. They turn their backs on me. Now I just want to know where I stand. Am I a mountain or a grain of sand? Has anybody got time for an honest man? What do I have to your attention? I have so much to say. Why don't you just listen?
Commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
The lights explode, she's good.
my friend's band. They're called The Modern Airline, and that's Bus Trapped Underground. Dinosaur Jr. with Raisins, a version of The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron, and Matt Anderson at the top of the set with Honest Man. This is the Radio Department with their song called The Video Department. This is WMFO.
Break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles, ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One Nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is a reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is a new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formerly bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's concentrate.
We're living through television.
TV. Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horde. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Concentrate.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Broke up but are back together. That's song's called The Well. Television, The Drug of the Nation by Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopracy, and the radio department did The Video Department. It's supposed to be 60 degrees today, but it's not supposed to rain anymore. It might rain tomorrow morning, but it's supposed to be hot, like almost 80, and it's supposed to be hot again on Saturday. This is Purity of Heart by Krill.
To will one thing. Today I
to me, I'm just a tree. Grass says me too.
Thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Nothing you touch, you don't feel.
Your Best American Girl by Mitski. Destroy Everything You Touch by Ladytron from 05. And Purity of Heart from Krill from Somerville. and this is called Dean's Room. It's by Allison Crutchfield. You Can't Live There Forever from The World Is a Beautiful Place and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die. The Runaways did Cherry Bomb and Alison Crutchfield did Dean's Room from her new record called Tourist in This Town. I'm Bill. Thanks for listening to my radio show. I had to miss last week and I forgot to say thanks to Nate and to Existential Crisis Ellen for filling in for me last week. Coming up at 10 is Chuck with his talk show. And it's Thursday morning, WMFO. The last song I'm going to play today is Silent Shout by The Knife. The second to last song I'm going to play is this one. It's Slime Time Live by Ian Sweet. Goodbye.
TV, I will cost you money. And yes, it is I, Chuck Morse. Good afternoon, everyone. 10 a.m. right here at WMFO, Tufts University. Welcome to the program. And, of course, you're welcome to call in. The number here is 855-915-9636, as I do my live thing here every Thursday at 10 a.m. as I get my thing configured here. That is my YouTube, because I go live on YouTube as well. You know, being a kind of, as Howard Stern would say, king of all media, right? Do my best. There we go. Okay, we're live at YouTube as well. And the show, of course, is live streamed and is podcasted at iTunes, Stitcher, a bunch of other, Google Play, and TuneIn. And now this new thing, I got Weebly. So the program moves up and on. There's a lot of interest, apparently, in the sphere of the podcast as my analytics grow and I'm learning how to do these things technically. You know, in this day and age, with technology being what it is,